Module G. Focus on listening to. Exercise 2C. Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. In the exam, you would have 15 seconds to look at the questions. Pause the recording for 15 seconds now. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
And now, some more information about our major new documentary series, Animal Talk, which explores the fascinating area of animal communication. Tonight's programme compares the communication systems used by two of the world's largest creatures, the killer whale and the elephant. Although these might seem like very different creatures, in fact there are a lot of similarities between them. They're both mammals, they both live in groups, and the social bonds they form are extremely strong. For example, when a new elephant is born, the others in the group will all gather round to greet it. They also live for a long time, like humans, and their brains are very large, which means that there may be room for something in there that allows them to process some type of language. In the programme, Laura Martins, who has spent many years studying the communication systems of whales, describes how although whales do have very good sight, like humans, they mostly use sound to communicate. In the case of whales, this is because this travels well in water, where visibility may be limited. In the programme, you'll hear underwater recordings of the whale calls, but what we don't know yet is whether the whales are talking to one another, or whether the sounds are just to allow them to identify one another. Also speaking on the programme is Dr. Jeff Burns, who has made a special study of elephant communication. Elephants use all their senses to communicate, but as Dr. Jeff Burns explains, one way we are only just beginning to find out about is what has been referred to as silent singing. Sounds produced by elephants which are too low for humans to hear, but can be heard by other elephants. And did you know that another way in which elephants can hear is with their feet? So, when one elephant stamps on the ground, maybe to warn about danger, the sound travels through the ground, and another elephant up to 30 kilometres away may pick it up. To find out more about exactly how they do this, stay tuned to Radio 6 for Animal Talk.